Today is Wednesday, April 9th, 2014. My name is Mark Mason, and I'm a graduate assistant with Imagining America. Today, I'm with an Imagining America engagement scholar, Leandra. Leandra, may you please state your full name and where you are from?
Hello, my name is Leandra Polk. I am a native of Syracuse, New York.
What does being a publicly engaged scholar mean to you?
Well, to me, being a publicly engaged scholar means making a difference. So in the work that I do and will soon begin as a social worker, I think that being publicly engaged is being able to like open the door to share my own kind of like wealth of knowledge and in some ways expertise with some people who are a bit like less fortunate, and helping them gain the resources and just kind of like services that are available that they may not know of.
Excellent. And so you're currently pursuing a master's in social work?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What motivates you to study social work?
For me, the cliche term of like wanting to help people is like my first, I guess, maybe go-to in my head. But I've had many personal experiences where I feel like if I had someone who was there to help me or even just talk to me or even just listen at some points, that I would be an even better person than I am today.
Excellent. And how is that ethos reflected in the Falk College of Sports and Human Dynamics?
I feel like Falk College is really, really like familial. So everyone in this school is really like, it's kind of like a community, if that makes sense. So I can go to any department and I can speak with people from CFS, like child and family majors, and different, you know, nutrition majors and different things like that, and gain as well as kind of like teach different things, different aspects. It's really easy, I guess, to try to like have those conversations, I guess.
And how about Syracuse University as a whole? What are your hopes for Syracuse University in terms of the values that you've just mentioned?
For me, my hopes go a little bit beyond the values that I just mentioned, because for me, I really just hope that Syracuse University could become a lot more diverse actively as opposed to like the face value of it. So we see, and it's advertised, how diverse our school is, but within our school, you know, it takes like us to do it ourselves and reach out and befriend and, you know, network with different people who look different from us, who sound different from us, and all of the above, you know. So that's my biggest hope for SU, that everyone can like come together, I guess, like in a more multicultural, diverse way, and learn about all the different cultures and ethnicities and races and languages and everything that fill this campus.
And where are you currently working, and what are your roles in that organization?
I am currently interning at Elmcrest Children's Center at a specialized outpatient program called Family Transitions. At Family Transitions, we work with children who have sexually acted out or who are sexually reactive, meaning they are reacting to or maybe like mocking behavior that they've seen. At times we do get the victim of the sexual abuse, but for the most part we work with the children who actually do the behavior. So it's very intense work, but it's very, how do I say it? Like, it's good at the same time. Like, it's a challenge, but it's a good challenge.
I see.
So Yeah, and my role there is I'm a therapist, basically. So I co-facilitate a group with some developmentally delayed kids, and I also co-facilitate some sessions with other therapists, mm-hmm. some one-on-one sessions. Yeah.
And how has your role with the Elmcrest Children's Center impacted your role as an engagement scholar, thinking of the values of being civically engaged?
For me, being civically and publicly engaged as a scholar, I'm able to use the work that I'm doing from the classroom, from here with the engagement scholars, and use it out there in my practice with the kids. So I have a great kind of like support system behind me, and that enables me to be able to work efficiently and effectively with these kids because of the intensity of the work. So for me, being able to have the classroom experience and the engagement kind of like scholars is kind of like a peace of mind thing for me, because mm-hmm. I can come back and I can share different things with you guys, and I can educate you all as well as what I'm doing there, educating the kids. So it's kind of like a reciprocal kind of like relationship, because mm-hmm. I can use what I'm getting from each kind of like setting, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And what are your next steps after you graduate from the Imagining America Engagement Scholars Program and after your time with Elmcrest?
Post-graduation, I would like to practice for a few years, depending on where I'm placed state-wise, because I want to move, maybe, possibly. I would like to license in social work, but the licensure is different state by state. I would like to look into the VA in a few different places. I wouldn't mind staying in sexual abuse. I've actually come to kind of like this work. But I don't want to do it forever. So I do think that eventually, a few years down the line, I might want to pursue my PhD in a more like neuropsych kind of thing, because I'm into the brain and all that fun stuff. So I don't know, we'll see. For now, I want to just graduate and practice for a while, get some experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Well, is there anything that you'd like to add? Any other questions? Things I didn't ask but you wanted to say?
No questions or anything. I just basically would like to say thank you to you guys for the opportunity to be able to pursue my master's degree, not only with the kind of like financial help, but also the support, the overall just support from you guys has been like crazy amazing.
You're welcome. Well, thank you very much. You're a very promising student, I'm sure. Gonna go very far. It's great.
Thank you
for having this interview with us today.
Problem.
Thank you.